Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Coming up at 11:30, Howard Eskin. I believe we will be getting Howard's first take on the Paul George signing. I haven't heard him on the air. You know, his show is Saturday. The signing came down Monday morning very early. I looked at Howard's tweets this morning. I haven't seen anything, you know, about Paul George. So we're going to get the initial
take. He's happy.
You think he's ordered his custom Paul George jersey already?
Five Sixers.
Yeah, I believe that.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know you are, and I am too. But we're going to get Howard's take coming up on the Sixers. Are they legitimate title contenders right now? Automatic title contenders with Paul George. Howard joins us coming up at 11:30. All right, Elliot was on the morning show today. We'll go back to your phone calls in just a second here. But Elliot was on the morning show with DeCameron Ritchie today, and he was asked an interesting question about, you know, the idea of the Sixers and the city right now and championship contenders. Listen to Elliot on the Sixers, the hierarchy of championship contenders in the city right now.
I would say the Eagles, just because it's so hard to win an NBA championship. To win an NBA championship, you have to win, obviously, 4 best-of-7 rounds. It's just tougher to get through with the longer playoff stretch. But I think they're basically even in terms of how good the teams are. I mean, both go into the season with one of the best rosters in their respective sports. They're both filled with guys that have been there and done it before. Neither has won championships, but they've all won playoff games and, you know, been deep in the playoffs. So they're close, but I would probably say the Eagles have a better chance just because of all the sports. I think winning the NBA championship is the hardest.
All right, that was interesting. So Elliot asked which team is closer winning a title, the Eagles or the Sixers. He said the Eagles, but he thinks it's very close. Elliot also said this about the Eagles as we are, three weeks away.
From the training camp.
Yeah, 3 weeks from this weekend. So about 3.5 weeks till Eagles training camp. Here's Elliot on the team and on something that really he thinks is going to be a story this August.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, man. I'm super excited. I've said it again. It's the best time of the year. And I think especially with this team, all the talent, the battles. I mean, this is probably the roster with the most training camp battles I can think of that doesn't involve a quarterback. So it's going to be an amazing training camp.
So Elliot believes that they have more training camp battles than any Eagles team he's covered, which has been over a decade. Now, that's interesting because the team that is, you know, maybe a championship contender usually doesn't have that many battles. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this, Hugh? Which team is closer to winning a championship this coming season, Eagles, Sixers?
I got the Eagles. I think even though there's a lot of question marks on this team. I think most of the question marks on the defense, and you know how I feel about defense. We ain't got to go through all of that.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And I think that when you talk about what the Sixers are doing, listen, they have a good roster. And the biggest problem is if they can stay healthy. I'm not a dummy. And I know that people are mad and frustrated with the way that these things have gone in the past for this team. But the fact remains that if this team remains healthy, that's a big if. If they figure out a way to keep Joel Embiid healthy during the regular season to get him ready for the postseason, this team is formidable.
But you've got the Eagles. Better
but I got
chance.
The Eagles all day.
All right, Kyle, where do you come down on this? So odds-wise, the Sixers have shorter odds.
Yeah.
It's +850 for the Sixers. It's 14-1, depending on where you look, maybe 15-1. For the Eagles, and there's way more teams ahead of the Eagles in terms of the odds on FanDuel, right? You got to go through San Francisco and obviously the Chiefs. Even the Lions are ahead. Mm-hmm. In the NBA odds, it's only the Celtics.
Yeah, like I couldn't disagree more with you guys, with Elliot. Like Elliot basically just contradicted himself entirely by saying there's a ton of training camp battles on the roster, yet they're the team that's closer to winning a title. I also disagree with the fact that it's harder to win a championship in the NBA. Like, in the NBA, there's haves and there's have-nots. Like, I feel like the Eagles have more of a grind or a gauntlet of teams to go through to win a Super Bowl. And, like, by the way, we have I know we had this discussion like a week or so ago. There's a real dynasty in the NFL right now. They're called the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody was quick to crown Boston and say, oh, the ball, you got to take down Boston. Boston's a dynasty. They're not yet. They won one title. So, like, I view it as if in the NBA you have four teams that are good enough to win a title, then you have a real legitimate shot. And the Eagles having the second best odds in the NBA reflect that. The Eagles are going to have to go through one, Dallas, just to win their own division, right? We know Dallas wins 12 games a clip, like, every year. So the Eagles might have a harder path just because they have to go through a wild card, like, if that ends up being the case. And then you have the NFC with the Niners, who, like we talk about, are good all the time. The Lions, you know, the Rams might be good. Like, I just think there's more, it's a tougher path for the Eagles than it is for the Sixers. And like Elliot did say, There's a lot of question marks. Like, there's just too many variables on the Eagles right now for me to say, like, oh, they're a surefire lock to go win a Super Bowl this year.
So here's the part I agree with Elliot on. I think they both have, I think they're both similar in that they could, if things go right, be really good. But there's a lot of question marks on both sides for both these teams. 215-592-9494. Ultimately, I'm with Hugh on this. I think the Eagles are closer to winning a championship. And you know what it comes down to, Hugh, for me? I've seen this core of Eagles. Right, like Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. Devontae Smith, Lane Johnson twice, obviously, with a Super Bowl in 2017 and then back 5 years later. I've seen this core of Eagles play at a championship level. Right, 2 years ago, I know they lost the game very close to the Chiefs. They played like a Super Bowl team the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the Sixers
out of the second round,
and I've never seen them really play for an extended period like a champion. Like they've had moments, right? They were up 3-2 on the Celtics 2 years ago, and they've had moments, but they've never felt to me like a title team for a whole season.
They've never finished. When I think about this team, I think about valiant efforts that were given. In the playoffs, I think about Joel Embiid and the valiant effort that he gave, being as hurt as he was and dealing with what he's dealt with. Like I know people like to make light of that, but I don't think it's something to be made light of. But it needs to be more of that, in my opinion. I think that there's something to him that makes him. I think he, we always use the word championship pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he has some of that in him. He just needs to be consistent with it. He needs to finish the job. He hasn't finished the job yet.
Well, he has not. I'll boil it down this simple. I think the Eagles have more winners on their team. Like Jalen Hurts has been a winner at every level. Devontae Smith's a winner. Lane Johnson's a winner. These guys have won a lot. Lane's been at 2 Super Bowls. I know that that group is waning, right? Fletcher's out of here. Jace's out of here. What the Sixers, who's a winner here?
Hold on a second.
Paul George hasn't won anything. Joel Embiid hasn't won anything. Like, why am I believing they're going to suddenly win?
The Eagles have more roster spots to hold winners than the Sixers do. I mean, the Sixers have like a starting five, and their head coach, by the way, is an actual winner as opposed to Nick Sirianni.
Nick Nurse, I did read his book. Yeah, let's not forget that.
We have a championship coach with the Sixers, and again, there's only 5 guys starting on the floor, whereas the Eagles have a 53-man roster. You can look up and down and say, this guy won in college, this guy won. Like, that's not how it works in the NBA.
I know, but I was signaling out the most important players. But you're right, there's more players there that have a chance to be winners. And I also trust the GM more with the Eagles to finish the job, right? Morey hasn't finished the job yet. He's got to, never in his career, and he's got to finish this roster.
The powder's dry, Joe.
I trust Howie Roseman to go finish the job if the Eagles are close, or try this summer or when the season starts. 215-592-9494. I'm curious where you come down on that. Morning was discussing it. Elliot threw it out this morning when he was asked by Joe, really, that there was their question, about which team here. You know what the ironic part of this is? We'd all agree that one team is above both of them. It's the Phillies. Who are back in action tonight against the Cubs. The Phillies have leapfrogged both of them.
Yeah, by the way, we put the poll up. Eagles or Sixers, closer to win a title.
Yep.
A lot of comments, the Phillies.
No, that's not the question.
Thanks, genius.
The Phillies are the best record of baseball, have been people, the LCS 2 years in a row.
You know what, when you say God, those people, that they're touched, and they need Jesus. So you got to excuse those folks. Like, you just let them know, because, I mean, it's hard for some people to pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, we don't sit here and talk about the Phillies every day. But this wasn't about the Phillies today.
Yes, we know. You're so much smarter than us.
Yeah.
Because we didn't include the Phillies.
The Phillies, who have the best record in baseball and have been to the last 2 LCSs. Yeah,
that's
yes.
A God bless your heart.
They are the best team right
God
now.
God bless your heart.
We recognize that. All right. Outside of the Phillies, everyone. Eagles, Sixers, better chance to win a title. 215-592-9494. And are you convinced right now that Paul George alone, he arrives and the Sixers are an instant automatic title contender? I'm not quite there. Hugh and Kyle are all in with the Sixers. All right, Dalton in Douglasville. Hey, Dalton.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Dalton. What are you thinking?
Hey, I think the Eagles have a higher chance. I know the Sixers added Paul George, and I mean, that's a huge move, but I think the Eagles still have a higher chance there. The Celtics, I don't think are the strongest team still. I think they had a really easy chance to the chip this year, but I think the Sixers, I think the Eagles are still loaded. I mean, adding Saquon is a huge move, and losing Jason as a big leader on the team hurts. But, I mean, I think the line will be fine. I think the wide receiver core is amazing. Tight end's great. Defense got a lot stronger in the draft. they easily have a higher chance to win the chip than the Sixers do.
Yeah, and you know what else it is? Well, added to all those things you said, Dalton, I just trust the Eagles more. Like, the Eagles find a way to figure it out. The Eagles, you know, every once in a while they might have a bad season, but they're usually good, right? Even last year when they weren't as good as we wanted, they still won 11 games. It's just easier for me to trust the Eagles than the Sixers all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Sixers, they're not trustworthy, Kyle. See, that's the problem. You're trusting a team that hasn't earned trust. Dalton, we appreciate it. Like, the Sixers thing is, I hope it works. It'd be awesome if we got, like, the Sixers finally in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Paul George averages 23 a game, and the whole thing works.
And everybody's happy in the city.
But the Eagles are way more trustworthy.
So, like, I don't necessarily disagree. And I know just by the nature of this conversation that I'm going to sound like I'm very down on the Eagles. I'm not.
Anti-Eagle.
I do really like the Eagles' chances this year. But, like, what about the Eagles are we saying is so, there's not, like, Jalen Hurts is the quarterback, right? I know we have Lane Johnson, the left tackle, who's won a Super Bowl before, but our quarterback, yes, he's taken us to a Super Bowl before, but other than that, how much more evidence do we have that he's an actual great player in the NFL? We have Joel Embiid that we know for a fact, great player in the NBA. Tyrese Maxey, fact, great player in the NBA. Paul George, same thing. Like, I don't know. I think we're taking it a little bit too far with, like, how trustworthy this Eagles team is. How much do you trust this Eagles team next year, Joe?
I trust them more than the Sixers.
Okay, but, like,
these are those levels, but
not as much, right? Like, you don't trust them that much, right? You don't trust Nick Sirianni. You think he's a bonehead. Jalen Hurts.
I don't know if I've ever used those words, but yeah, kind of.
Bubble.
But Jalen Hurts, I think we should all take a step back and admit, we don't really know what he's going to be next season. We don't.
I acknowledge that. Yeah,
if you want to bring logic to this situation, we're being optimistic with all of these teams that we're talking about
right
now.
I'm optimistic about both teams. I'm just saying, like, I think for the sake of the argument, we're going a little bit too far with how trustworthy this Eagles team is. We don't know that.
You know why I say I think the Eagles are more trustworthy? Trustworthy is because we've seen moxie from them that we haven't seen, or we're waiting to see. I should say that's the word I'm going to use. We're waiting to see from the Sixers. Mm-hmm. We're waiting to see it because there's been moments where Joel Embiid has spoken, and whether it's fair or not, we can argue that we hear him say certain things, and it's like, wouldn't have probably said that.
Well, and when we're finding out, George has a similar personality.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, and I get it by people like, oh, we got two, like channeling my inner Chuck and self, two softies. We got two soft cats. Like, you know,
you sound like Evan Turner.
Yeah, like, be realistic. People look at them like they're kind of soft. So we're hoping and wishing that will change with the push that the fan base is going to give Paul George. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, and look, it's the nature of odds and odds makers. Every July, the Sixers seem to be bumped up because people want to bet on them and all that kind of stuff, and that's fine. But, like, we've done this before. We've had the Sixers as a top five or six team in the odds every summer for most of these years, and it's led to nothing. They don't even finish in the top four of the league. I do have questions about the Eagles. I've said that for months. I'm going to have those questions until I see the team play. I just, like, if I'm going to bet my money right now, and I did put together a silly three-team championship parlay about a half hour ago, but if I'm going to bet money right now to win the championship next year, I'd rather bet on the Eagles. I think they'll figure it out more than the Sixers figure it out. 215-592-9494. Paul George, does he automatically make this team a title contender? And then which team do you think has a better chance to win the whole thing, Sixers or Eagles?
Just real quick, because I think the way you frame that, like, you would place your money
on the Eagles,
right? I don't necessarily disagree with that, but which team do you think has a better chance of being a dumpster fire?
The Eagles. I mean, you put me on the spot.
I think that's a different way to look at it, right? Like, I think the Eagles are very boomer bust, where I think the Sixers have a higher floor.
I'll play off what you said. The Eagles have a better chance of making my bet look bad by mid-October.
Yeah.
The Sixers will drag me through.
Sixers have a higher floor.
They will make me believe, they will die in early May.
Like, yeah. The Sixers probably bottom out as like first-round exit if they're not healthy, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles could miss the playoffs.
You know what? I thought I'd be the first person on this show to say that. You are now.
Look, we're in the business of stating facts. And
wait a minute,
hold on.
Y'all think the Eagles miss playoffs?
No. I think they have a better chance of missing the playoffs than the Sixers do,
well,
by far.
Well, that's the nature of the NBA. Right. Yeah. I mean, the Hawks make the playoffs every year.
That was my point with Elliot saying that it's harder to win a title in
the NBA?
In basketball. I don't necessarily agree if you're one of the, like, if you're one of us. Like, if you're one of our type teams, top four team.
Yeah, well, Hugh, I don't think the Eagles will miss the playoffs as of today on July 2nd. America's make-believe Independence Day, but I do think they could. I there's a chance they miss the playoffs. I mean,
wait a minute, make-believe Independence Day.
That's what Christopher Middletown told us. It's the original.
I like how we take shots. We're not, but try not to take.
Well, we can't change Independence Day. I'm already locked in on July 4th.
History doesn't matter.
No, he did kind of tell you that he is trying to change Independence Day.
Now, if we want to try to give people off from July 2nd all the way through the end of the week, I'm not going to argue with that. I'm just saying I'm not going to change it. All right, let's go to Ike at South Philly. What's up, Ike?
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Hey,
what's up, Ike?
I'm gonna say the Sixers because the odds are different. They play a series. In football, somebody get a concussion, they got to wait games to come back. With basketball, you have more time to recover. So I'm going to say that, right? Mm-hmm. And do I think Paul George make the Sixers contender? Yeah, he make them a contender. Because Embiid is still the most dominant big man in the game. You can't really stand in front of Tyrese Maxey. And Paul George can shoot the three ball. So they can't really double team. So that kind of helps. I guess that kind of helps them all out each other in different ways. But and if Paul George don't have a great shooting night, he's still a great defender. So I think that'll help also. Remember that one that series when Sixers play Toronto when Embiid got hurt, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing with his legs and nothing like that. It was a freak accident that got hit in the face, which was the coach's fault. So do you think, can you blame that on Embiid?
Well, now that of all the injuries, like that was a freak accident. Well, I mean, I guess it was Siakam, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember who hit him in the face.
Siakam.
Yeah, it was Siakam. Yeah, that was a whole of all the injuries. That's the one that's like, man, that's just bad luck. That's annoying.
Yeah, but that year probably was our best year to win the championship.
Well, one of them. I mean, they've had a couple years. I mean, the Toronto year with Kawhi and obviously with Redick and all those guys and Butler. I mean, that year I thought was a real chance. And Ike, we appreciate the phone call. But the bottom line is this, whether it's an accident or whether it's reality, he's just never physically
always hurt.
Right.
It's like Lemony Snickers. It's a series of unfortunate events.
That is the Embiid era.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like the fact that he had what, Bell's palsy this year.
Yes.
And he was dealing with that. Like that, that's just a bunch of unfortunate things that a person has to deal with on a regular basis, man. And it's, but he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, like, what are the odds he gets Bell's palsy again?
That's where you're going to use that to why the things are going to go well this year?
You're damn right.
You can't possibly get Bell's palsy. I agree. He's probably not going to get that again. I hope he doesn't. But his knees worry me more than the Bell's palsy, guys.
Yeah, it's definitely the knees. No question about that.
Yeah, the Bell's palsy is just, that's one thing. All right, Rasheem in North Philly. Hey, Rasheem.
Hey, what's up, my guys?
Good, Rasheem. What are you thinking?
Good. Yes, Paul George makes the Sixers a contender. Like we all discussed yesterday, he's a 10 times better player than Tobias Harris, who signed a major contract and he contributed almost zero to any playoff success. I think Paul George is a way better player than him. And if you ask the young guys as far as who are their GOATs, you know how people like us, we got Michael Jordan and LeBron James. A lot of these young cats be saying Paul George. It may sound crazy to us, but he's that type of player in the NBA. And then yesterday, you went to, I guess, like he was down in rebounds and assists. Well, we have James Harden who just stat padding and just trying to get triple doubles and everything. Of course, your stats going to go down. The ball was out of his hands a little bit more because James Harden is a primary point guard. So those assists and those plays that he probably was making beforehand got taken away because James Harden has nothing to do with athleticism.
Well, no, Rasheem, but it's two straight years his assists and rebounds have declined. Harden was only there for one of those years. So it's not just the 1 year. I agree with your point on that.
You gave stats from last year, but you didn't give stats from 2 years. You gave the stats from last year when he was playing with James Harden. So that's what I was going off. I wasn't going off the 2 years. I was just going off what you had.
Yeah, just like if you look at it's gone down 2 years in a row. Like so, it's like okay. Yeah, it's dropped a couple years. And it's not bad.
Absolutely. But there's reasons though. Like you gave the stats, but you didn't give exactly who was on the team and him having the ball out of his hands less. So there's reasons why his stats went down. I'm not going to say like he's the 24 or 25 year old Paul George, but Paul George is going to still come in and be an all star, still give you over 20 points a game. And in the playoffs, he's not going to drop zero. And even at 7 points that you mentioned yesterday, I guess the playoff game, we dropped seven. If Tobias Harris dropped seven that game, we had zero, we would have won. So like he's 10 times better than Tobias Harris, bum ass. And he signed with the Pistons for 2 years.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I don't know what the hell is going on?
We got Hugh over here who's praising it. It's unbelievable.
His agent is the goal between Sam Bradford agent and Tobias Harris agent.
I'm just saying, dog. I need
congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Guess who's doing my next contract?
Tobias' dad?
Yeah. I'm going to call him because he gets people paid.
Rasheem, what do you think? Eagles or Sixers? Better chance next year to win it.
And like I told Kyle, I'm not even going to answer that question. I can't even do it.
I'm not
too negative.
What do you mean you can't
too
do it?
Too negative. Baby.
Not, yeah, it's too negative.
We're talking about winning championships.
I'm
you got to have a take, Rasheem. I think deep down you think it's the Eagles, so you don't want to say anything about the Sixers.
No, I did put them down for the Eagles.
So. Yeah, all right. Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Rasheem, good phone call. I mean, how is that negative? Someone, which team has a better chance to win?
Because
you
have to put down the other.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a Debbie Downer.
You is know, that what it is? So, yeah, is that being a Debbie Downer?
So close to football season, he want to be a Debbie Downer. I respect that.
Rasheem ever gone to a bar and had that conversation with his friends?
What's that?
What team's closer to winning a title?
Like I say both.
Yeah, just because we're talking about it, it's negative.
Yeah, for some.
Well, the reality is they both are now in the mix again. Right. That's what the Paul George signing did. It got people talking again about the Sixers.
It got people excited, man.
It did.
People are excited about this Sixers team.
They've gotten a lot of high praise nationally. I mean, I haven't heard I've heard very few people nationally. In fact, I can't think actually one that's criticized the deal or criticized the whole idea of what they've done. Now, doesn't mean it's going to lead to a championship, but most people think that they kind of landed the plane here. And speaking of that, you know, Maury deserves some credit. You know, coming up next, we're going to talk to Howard Eskin. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Sixers or Eagles, better chance to win the title next year. And, of course, the Sixers, does the George signing automatically make them a championship, like a true title contender? I'm not there yet. I need to see them add one more player. And just to see these guys play together and get some continuity, Hugh's there, Kyle's there. But we got to get Howard Eskin on the record here because Howard has been very critical over the years of Daryl Morey. We'll get his take on the Paul George signing. And does this mean the Sixers are legitimate NBA title contenders? We'll get Dr. Dope, Howard Eskin, PhD, King PhD, on the record next. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. Howard next. Your calls as well on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this week, I'm talking to all the grill masters. Are you ready to fire up the grill for your 4th of July celebration? Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins make summer grilling easy. Just unwrap, place on the grill, and let that savory goodness take over. Perfectly marinated and full of flavor, Hatfield pork tenderloins will make you a hero at your own cookout. So gather your...
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.